To this day, the distinctive buildings that you see when you walk down the lower half of Broadway in Manhattan, from the big 10 and 15-story industrial warehouses that run for 20 blocks below Times Square to the cast-iron lofts of Soho and Tribeca, were almost all built to house coat makers and hat makers and lingerie manufacturers and huge rooms of men and women hunched over sewing machines. To come to New York City in the 1890s with a background in dressmaking or sewing or Schnitzwarenhandlung was a stroke of extraordinary good fortune. It was like showing up in Silicon Valley in 1986 with 10,000 hours of computer programming already under your belt. There is no doubt that those Jewish immigrants arrived at the perfect time with the perfect skills, says the sociologist Steven Steinberg. To exploit that opportunity, you had to have certain virtues, and those immigrants worked hard. They sacrificed, they scrimped and saved and invested wisely, but still, you have to remember that the garment industry in those years was growing by leaps and bounds. The economy was desperate for the skills that they possessed. Louis and Regina Borgenicht and the thousands of others who came over on the boats with them were given a golden opportunity, and so were their children and grandchildren, because the lessons those garment workers brought home with them in the evenings turned out to be critical for getting ahead in the world. The day after Louis and Regina Borgenicht sold out their first lot of 40 aprons, Louis made his way to H.B. Claflin & Company. Claflin was a dry goods commission house, the equivalent of Brandstatter's back in Poland. There, Borgenicht asked for a salesman who spoke German, since his English was almost non-existent. He had in his hand his and Regina's life savings, $125, and with that money, he bought enough cloth to make 10 dozen aprons. Day and night, he and Regina cut and sewed.